And now this is a dictation. For Beth, B-E-T-H, Lafferty, L-A-F-F-E-R-T-Y, November 26, 1953. Address as a letter to Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Snyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R, N-P, 2915348. Dear Christina, consultation Mrs. Lafferty. For chronic kidney disease, comes accompanied with husband. Just moved from Indiana to Michigan. She's aware of chronic kidney disease at least 5 years back. Was seeing nephrology at Indiana. Prior exposure to meloxicam in a daily basis, probably 5-10 years or longer, or fibromyalgia. At the time of diagnosis, high potassium and chronic kidney disease, this medication was discontinued. More recently, in 2023, that's 2 years ago, she developed stroke, compromising her ability to speech. She has improved significantly. There was no focal motor or sensory deficits. There was no bleeding. They are not aware of any carotid artery disease or emboli. Apparently, all testing was negative. Many years back, before that event, in 2014, there was a left-sided carotid endarterectomy. They were doing yearly Dopplers, which apparently was normal. Presently, she denies any specific symptoms. She believes her weight is stable. Fair appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, no reported diarrhea, bleeding. Last colonoscopy within the last 2 years, apparently negative. No abdominal pain, no urinary symptoms, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. No gross incontinence, no chest pain palpitations. Denies lightheadedness, denies dyspnea, denies orthopnea PND, no supplemental oxygen, denies localized pain. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, surgeries including hysterectomy with tubes and ovaries for endometriosis back in 1985, fracture to the left hand requiring hardware pins, left carotid endarterectomy, and a prior L4, L5 laminectomy. Next paragraph, she denies any medication allergies, but she reported side effects to melon cantaloupe with some skin face swelling, and also hazelnut causing face lips swollen. Next paragraph, she was a smoker, says less than one pack a week, started at college age, discontinued like 15 years ago. No alcohol present or past, no drugs, is not aware of family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, present medications, Cardicen, apparently from tachycardia, aspirin, claritin, Crestor, Singulair, Xanaflex muscle relaxant, and lisinopril. This medication used to take it for a long time. 2 years ago, at the time of stroke, was discontinued. Recently, because of high blood pressure, about a month ago, was placed back. Takes Tylenol, no more anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. The past medical history, hypertension, no diabetes, denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. She's not aware of peripheral vascular disease, no kidney stones, no blood protein in the urine or recurrent infection, no liver abnormalities, no pneumonia. The stroke as indicated above. Next paragraph. On physical exam, weight 103, 60 inches tall. She's a petite person. Blood pressure 160, 270 on the right. Standing 150 over 70 on the left, 150 over 70. She is able to communicate with some restrictions. There is some problems of dysarthria, maybe some degree of aphasia, mostly expressive, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, no mucosal abnormalities, no facial asymmetry, does have carotid bruise, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes or masses, distant breath sounds, probably COPD, no pleural effusion consolidation, appears regular, has a systolic murmur, I believe it radiates to the neck arteries, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal distension, no ascites masses, no palpable liver spleen, strong aorta pulsation, I do not hear a bruit there, there is bruit, however, on the femoral area, bilateral, no edema, good dorsal pedis pulses, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries available are from August. Creatinine was 1.28. This is before restarting lisinopril, representing a GFR 44. A normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, normal glucose, ...2023 creatinine 1.44, mild degree of anemia around 12 to 13. Prior upper potassium. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. She has chronic kidney disease, long-standing hypertension, prior long-standing exposure to anti-inflammatory agents. She has clinical evidence for extensive atherosclerosis based on carotid bruise, femoral bruise, the prior stroke, the aortic systolic murmur. She likely has hypertensive nephrosclerosis, and we need to make sure that there is no renal artery stenosis. Kidney ultrasound with Doppler will be done. Blood test needs to be updated, mostly as lisinopril has been reintroduced to make sure that she's tolerating this without worsening potassium or kidney function. Notice the predominant systolic blood pressure of the elderly. Diastolic appears to be well controlled. We will update chemistries for potential advice for phosphorus binders, nutrition, electrolyte, acid base, anemia, secondary hyperparathyroidism, and others. their plans to see cardiology at Greenville. They will share with me the findings of the echocardiogram. At this moment, I'm not considering adding Farxiga or similar until above information is available. I probably, if tolerated, I will maximize the use of ACE inhibitors before going into Farxiga equivalent. She needs to avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Only should discuss at length with the patient and husband, continue to follow.